You've got, okay, there we go. You've got thorns, and you've got the rocks. And so Jesus probably saw, rabbis will say, a rabbi always teaches what he can see. So the rabbi probably saw a farmer doing that and simply said, you know what, the kingdom of heaven's like that. Maybe the disciples were complaining because this farmer got too much seed on the path. I don't know, that's a guess, but certainly wouldn't be out of the possibility. Anyway, so that's another biblical teaching that comes out of this part of the country. But let's go back to the fields and let me show you another one. Here's a biblical passage. You remember the famous prayer of Jabez? That's got to come out of this context. And this is not a critique of that book at all. People debate that book back and forth. I've been blessed by it, to be honest. But put the territory, the boundaries, into this context. When Jabez prays, God, expand my territory. Move my boundaries. He's not talking economics. He's not saying, give me a bigger business, give me more employees, give me a bigger bottom line. He's saying, God, let me be responsible, let me be obedient in a bigger piece of your world. Let me share my commitment to you with a larger part of the world that's so broken and so much in chaos. That's the context of the prayer. It really is a commitment to servanthood, not a commitment to economics. Anyway, or how about this one? This is one of my favorites. I love this psalm. Do you remember this psalm? The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Do you remember that? Those boundary lines represent where your walls are. Imagine the farmer in this wheat field. Look at that wheat. It's so beautiful and so fertile. I'll bet that farmer sits in the shade when the sun gets hot and says, wow. This is a Muslim now. Isn't it awesome that Allah gave me this piece of His world as my own? The lines have fallen in pleasant places. Now, let me step out of that again and show you what some rabbis have done with that. That psalm, some would argue, means when you found the place that God has called you to be responsible for in His world, then you say this. Let me be personal for a moment. Do you know what I do for a living? I get to go to school tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow we have off. Tuesday morning. And 150 kids are going to come into that room over the next 5-6 periods. And I get to talk to them about what I'm talking to you about for 5 periods of 46 minutes. And they pay me for it. Honestly, do you know, my grandpa had a saying, you fell with your butt in the butter. I have no idea what it means, but that's, I feel that, people, and it isn't that I have a better occupation than you, but I know when I walk in there at 8:05, when the first bell rings, I know that I am where God wants me to be, and my inheritance is wonderful, whether I get paid a lot of money or nothing. Because a lot of money, when you're not where your boundary lines have been laid by God, is misery. And for you guys who are in high school and college, or you're still looking, or for you who are 50 and you're still not sure, keep praying, keep looking, keep seeing what God has given you that you have uniquely to you. What part of His world would you best be able to serve Him? And even if it means rooting yourself out of what you always dreamed of, or maybe it is what you always dreamed of, go for it. Because when you find the boundary lines God has laid, that will be your song for the rest of your life. Okay. All right. Quick outline. It starts to rain right after the 1st of November. Early rains. During that time, the farmers plow and plant. I put December up here, but you see plowing already in November sometimes if there's a week where it isn't real rainy. So that's the plowing season. Looks a little bit like this, even to this day. Still done with a plow with one hand. Remember Jesus talked about if you put your hand on the plow and look back, you can't be one of His disciples. The plow has one hand on the plow, one hand on the reins. Then the late rains come, and the grain grows in mid-February, 1st of February, on through March. And that's how their season works. So the rains start in November, plowing and planting in November, December. And then the rains come, and